You're on KEXP Seattle. John Gilbreth here, host of Jazz Theater, long-running show here. Happy to be in studio with Taylor McFerrin. Taylor, welcome.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it's so good to see you again. You're in line to be an honorary citizen. You've been up a couple times on the Jazz Festival and on the Decibel Festival also in the past.
Yeah, it's an amazing city to land in, and unfortunately the only 2 days I've been here, the 2 days I've had shows, I haven't spent any real time in the city, so it's the same deal this time, but at least I'm here with you guys.
We're just beginning our annual festival. It's a six-month SOG fest, which will go until April or May. So if you're going to come back and spend some time, come back in the summertime. It's gorgeous here. But it's great to have you here. Taylor playing a concert tonight at the Nectar, which will be post-facto by the time this goes live. But a fascinating double bill with Noel Brass Jr., a young artist who you're going to love to meet, and Sassy Black. And the way the music is going to flow together, I can't wait to hear it. So let's get into it.
All right, I'm ready.
Taylor McFerrin, live on KEXP. Thank you. Sweet. 90.3, it's KEXP in Seattle with Taylor McFerrin in the studio. I'm going to assume that you've never done an interview where somebody hasn't asked you about your musical family. You see this just with regular people. So you come from a musical family, but you've really come from a musical family.
Yeah.
I saw that your brother is playing Hamilton in Hamilton. Is that right?
It's been a crazy year. Yeah, he's one of the most valuable people in the show because he's the, I think you call it the swing for all four of the lead parts in Hamilton. So he had to learn four different characters. Definitely went a little crazy, but he's played Hamilton, the lead role, now like over 100 times.
Wow.
And it's been crazy. It was being on the phone with him when he was getting those calls that he got a call back because he wasn't even trying out for one of the lead roles. He was trying out for the chorus. And it was the third time he tried out for it. And then when he finally got it, it was just the happiest I've seen him. And then I went to see him play Hamilton on Broadway. And I was just like, wow, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And your pops is fine working on stuff?
Yeah, he was a little sick last year, but he's feeling a lot better. So he's going back on tour this month, actually. Or next month. It's his first show in a while, and then he's just going to be touring again.
Yeah, I noticed he's been off the road for a while, but that's not a bad thing for many people.
Yeah, he needed some rest.
I was thinking during that first piece that the music has that wonderful quality of being both peaceful and disturbing in some way, and that led me to think about another thing that I had heard, that you're working on a collaboration with Moses Sumney.
Mm-hmm.
I think that fits like a hand in a glove. I love that new release of his.
Yeah, he's a really cool cat. When I first moved to LA, he invited me to do a show with him. That was the first time we ever really hung out. And then we got together in the studio with some of the players from Hiatus Kaote, and we jammed for a couple of days. And we have some really nice material. I don't think we've all agreed on what project is going on yet. But what we made was really special. So he's touring right now. When he kind of comes back off this run he's on, we're going to put the finishing touches on a few things.
Yeah, I saw his tour schedule today, and it's ambitious and far-reaching. Yeah,
I'm really happy for him. He's a really great guy, and he's someone that I've now seen perform and get better and better live over the last few years. And I love having friends that kind of, you just see them grow and they kind of make you feel like you need to step your game up. So he's been one of those people for me for sure.
Yeah, that's great. I also hear you going out on the road with Robert Glasper and Terrence Blanchard. Going.
Well, yes, I think so. We've been talking about doing this group with just a bunch of the heads. It's actually Terrace Martin, Christian Scott,
gotcha.
Derek Hodge. I'm not going to, it's definitely planned, and they're starting to, they haven't made an official announcement. Uh-huh. I get a little nervous about things that I want to happen so bad until I'm like,
I totally understand.
Booked my airplane tickets.
Yeah, and we're all talking about a lot of things. right. Unless they manifest as solid, then they're not happening. Well, I wish you luck on that, and it seems like another great fit, and I'm sure some great things will come to pass. We're going to hear some more music. It's been a pleasure to have you here. It is a pleasure to have you here. And you'll come back again.
For sure.
Taylor McFerrin, live, KEXP in Seattle. Around the world, it's kexp.org.
Thank you.
Taylor McFerrin, live on KEXP. You know, I know we talked like we were wrapping this thing up, but I'd hate to have you this close and not get a taste of your beatbox skills. Do you still do that Thinking About Your Body song?
No, that was like, I did that for like a summer. And then I had
did
a really
it,
awkward...
You did it well for a summer.
I had an awkward... Well, I still beatbox at shows, but I had a really funny moment with that where my friend Jose James had just released a record on Blue Note. And I know he's, you know, a fan of my dad's. So I started a beatboxing at a show, and then I remembered Jose was in the audience. And I was like, hey, yo, Jose, actually, I want to do something for you. Like, as a dedication for that, he finished his record. And then the song I did was Thinking About Your Body. Mm-hmm. And then the lyrics and how I set it up just felt so awkward. And my wife was there and her friends, and they're all dying laughing. I think that scared me off from stealing that song anymore.
You have another short thing you can do, beatbox?
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
I'll do something. All right.
That's what I'm talking about. Taylor McFerrin, thank you so much. It's been so great to have you here. KEXP Seattle 90.3 Jazz Theater. Thanks to Tom, the sound. Thanks to everybody around here for doing such excellent jobs. Thanks to Halen Blanchard in the other room for the captain of making things happen. Taylor McFerrin, safe travels.
Thank you, man. It's good to see you again.
You too. All right. KEXP Seattle.